I'm not sure if you can say that. Pretty sure we can't.
What's a gig we got coming up?
This song's called "We'll Have Much More Fun as Ghosts." We're playing June 9th at the Levitt Theater in Ogunquit, Maine. So, right around the corner. Be sure to catch that. Come over. All right. This is a song for the people in charge. It's called "Comb Over Blues." It's also our last song. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers do not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Just a bit too loud. type is infinite, yeah. You go to town just for a laugh, impress you, oh yeah. With a half all easy, half all easy too. I don't want you, call me a fag, and you get lit so easy too. Every time you get a holler, you will not make it to the top of the stack. And you get wasted to the hellos and the hollers, and you won't make it to the corner either. Have a read through, offer me. Your type is infinite, yeah. You kiss and tell, make people mad. It's infinite, yeah. And I don't wanna be your dad.
WMFO on the town with Mikey D.
I can't hear anything.
I'm Jason Lane, and before that we heard the big lonesome Every Town USA.
Hey, sitting with me, Witch Cake. Gentlemen, Pat, Joel, Mark.
What's up?
How's it going?
You guys just plowed through an amazing set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So what is a witch cake? Is it like a baby cake in New Orleans where you take a bite out of the cake and there's like a plastic baby you like break your teeth on? Or where did you guys come up with your name?
Quite.
I thought you guys may have been from Salem, perhaps.
No, but that's
it's
not far away from that. A buddy of ours who used to play drums with us when we've been playing together, the three of us, for about a little over a year,
yep.
I guess. And before that, we had another buddy playing drums with us, and we were kicking around names, and he suggested that. I guess it's kind of like a wives' tale, but it was from the Salem witch trials.
I think it's a real thing. I don't think it's a wives' tale. I think it's a real thing. They really did it.
It might be. A witch cake was like one of the crazy ways they used to try and prove people witches, you know, how they would like do the whole thing, strap into a board if they float, that kind of stuff. a witch cake, I guess they believed that if somebody was possessed, the possession would carry through to all their bodily fluids, so they would take the person's bodily fluids, urine, blood, things like that, and bake a cake with it, put it in a cake mix.
Oof.
They would feed it to a dog, and if the dog began to exhibit signs of possession, she's a witch!
Well, if you tuned in right now, and if you go to witchcake.bandcamp.com, you could see a picture of that said dog eating the cake on the cover of your album.
Indeed. Yeah, we just thought it was a grimy rock and roll kind of thing.
It matches your sound in a very positive way.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
So, so you guys old friends, or you guys post ads to get each other in the band?
No. Yeah, no Craigslist for this one. Yeah.
No. We've been friends for... I've known Mark for, five, six years, something like that.
Wow, is that it?
Something
more.
Yeah.
Tempest Fugit, as they say. Time flies.
Yeah.
And he and Joel were in a band together before, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
Known each other for a little while.
Yeah. So I heard you guys talking about your next live performance being in June in Ogunquit, Maine.
Yeah.
Jolie?
Yeah, one of my buddies, Alex, from this band called Dead Elect... he just started running all the shows there at Levitt Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So he just booked us for June, just something far out. We also have something in Maine that we're trying to line up at the Lily Pad as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's been nice. It's a lot of changing things around Boston. People change, promoters change so quick.
Yeah.
So just trying to find our way and kind of float in and see what other bands we kind of line up with
well. Well, Lily Pad's a great option. I mean, there's a lot of music venues that are kind of taking a hike these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Much to all of our dismay.
Exactly.
And Lily Pad's solid because, you know, can turn a good profit, and you have control over, you know, who's playing. You just rent the room out.
Yeah, it's nice.
As far as I think that's how it works with the Lily Pad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. So people are always looking for new places to play. Well, Ogunquit, is that like a known area? It's like, could that be a new avenue for people in Boston to play? Because that's kind of out there. I know that Ogunquit's kind of a happening place in the summertime.
Yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
June is kind of high traffic time for Ogunquit. So is this a new avenue that you could tell other bands about, perhaps?
Definitely, yeah. It's right near Portsmouth as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be kind of in that area.
Right.
There's a lot of things, as you said, going on this summer over there. But I think the main idea for the promoter, Alex, to open this up to bands in Boston, in New York, and around, or just spread, you know, like the show swaps, like get people out of state. I think it's just the only way you can really build a scene, or else you're just going to play the same seven venues, the same seven bartenders, you know, over and over again. So I feel like it's a nice way to kind of broaden the horizons a little bit.
Absolutely, you know, and it's great advice for those who are listening, or also in bands and beyond too. So how do you guys go about writing your music? You know, what's the process? Do one of you guys just come with a mix? Well, not like a tape anymore, but do you guys like, hey, look what I made on GarageBand? And what do you guys like? Is one of you the primary songwriter in the band?
It kind of all comes. We all kind of make it come together. A lot of times, Mark will write a riff or a bass line, or I'll write a riff and we'll come into practice with and just build off that. That would sound cool with this, and then we could just kind of all structure it together.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like it's a group thing. Everybody kind of adds their own part, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Do you guys
nice, because I don't have to write any melodies or harmonies or vocal lines or really anything. So
it's funny, because he's the only one who actually has a music education.
What kind of music education you have?
I went to UMass Boston. I have my music ed degree.
Oh, wonderful. And
recently, now I'm a high school music teacher, which
is
interesting.
The dream.
Yeah. Now, do your students realize that you're in a band called Witch Cake?
Not
with
yet.
A dog eating the bodily fluids of people on
Honestly,
the album cover?
They've seen so much worse, it wouldn't even faze them. Like, I don't even think they'd flinch at all. Oh. But
Mark and I have been trying to figure out ways to embarrass him in front of his employers, but we haven't got in there yet. He won't let us anywhere
near.
Yeah,
I'm trying to keep them outside of the school. Yeah.
It'll happen.
Show up during a talent show or something.
Right, yeah.
That's funny. I'm talking to Witch Cake here, Jason Lane with you on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. So you have a couple of songs here on witchcake.bandcamp.com. Do you guys plan on recording more than this, or do you have anything else besides these two songs?
No, we don't have anything recorded yet. We've had a couple of recording sessions. We're waiting to sharpen up a couple more tunes and hopefully start recording a full length pretty soon.
Yeah. That's cool, though, that you have the ability these days to just kind of plant a couple of seeds and just throw it out there, you know what I mean? And then ultimately it could add up to a record, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a buddy of ours just did that in his basement, in his bedroom. Our buddy Tay, who's the front man for this awesome hardcore band, Ritual Blade, we banged that out a while ago, and it's a good thing to have just to be able to, because before that we didn't have anything. It's tough to get shows, and to be like, all right, what do you sound like? You know?
Yeah, well, it sounds like nothing. Yeah.
So tell me about your recording experience. It says it's recorded by Taylor Ginsburg. Is that like a producer or a studio that you work at?
That was just a buddy of ours. He did it in his room using Logic, I think.
Yeah.
We recorded the drums at their practice space, and then we recorded the bass, vocals, and guitar just in his bedroom, mic'd the amps, and it was super basic, but it came out sounding cool. We were happy with it. You know, considering what it was just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of living in this century.
Yeah,
exactly. The DIY kind of recording scene is just so nice. I mean, you can have a bedroom or just a basement anywhere, and people have, you know, kind of professional gear just at home now. It's so available.
Yeah.
And even just with a laptop, people are making, like, really amazing recordings. But I definitely think for our first album, though, like, we want to go into a studio and do it right, and you know, trying to just get better sounds for like the full length. But I feel like you can do a lot of things just in your room, which is sweet.
Well, I heard a lot of different influences, you know, I could think of. What are you guys listening to these days? Does that help shape what you're putting out there, or is it just something that you just comes from within?
I'd say for me, it's a blend. Like, I listen to a lot of different things, like jazz and rock and pop. I do a lot of stuff just with, like, education as well, trying to teach different genres as well. But, I mean, this morning I was listening to Mastodon,
mm-hmm.
and I was also listening to, like, Fela Kuti. So,
right.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of comes from, at least this kind of music comes just from a certain place of kind of getting your day-to-day out on some drums for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. There's a lot of times people say a few different things. You sound like this. I hear, you know, a little Queens of Stone Age or a little old Sabbath-y kind of sound. Or
you have a vintage sound, like for sure, like early 70s
cool.
kind of sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't really know where. I mean, I grew up in Nirvana and things like that. I just love raunchy riff rock, so yeah. I'm not sure exactly what we sound like. I know it's not exactly something that's never been done before, but I like to think we put our own twist on it, you know.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Witchcake, is there anything else you'd like to tell the... is there any other shows beyond that? Again, is there anything else you'd like to plug?
I don't think so.
Not really.
I think that's about it right now. Yeah. Very, very soon. We'll be lining up some more shows and recording a full length. So
honestly, I think it's just really just get out and try to show swap with each other and try to be out in the scene, you know, do as much as you can.
No, I mean, that was amazing to talk about, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people need to know about that, and a lot of people need to know how easy it is to do. Yeah. I mean, not that it's terribly easy for everyone, per se.
I mean, this page is on Facebook. You can write a post and be like, I need bands in New Hampshire. You're going to get people to hit you back
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. People are foaming at the mouth to play. And you guys are a great example of that in action. So we're glad you were here. You sounded amazing. And we hope to hear a lot more coming from you, because you guys have a really unique, awesome vintage sound. So
cool.
Thanks for coming on. Witchcake, 91.5 WMFO. Here's some more music for you.
carnivores, she don't want to go dancing with the girls. I'm Jason Lane, 91.5 WMFO. Now Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with the Cold Stars.
Cold Star, show us the future.
New music, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Cold Stars. The new LP is called A Little More Life. Before that, Mr. Will Daly, Castle of Pretending, and Future Carnivores, She Don't Want to Go Dancing with the Girls. I'm Jason Lane. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. Now a band called Wavelength featuring Todd Droege of Rules, who I played before. This is his song, Nomad, or their song, rather.
Skin into my skin. The changing seasons, knowing you're beating the miles to me on blistered feet. I've only got a handful of days left to be lonely and free. When you take me and it don't seem to indicate that I'm ever gonna break free. You got to me just like you always do. I'm on a run the opposite way from what I intend to. Oh, you break me down, no. Underneath my own fences to you. Back around to you.
The Sewer Buddies, Gross Buffet, off their split Gross Buffet Buttsick EP, or single rather. And then before that, Anna Ray, off her Peddler's Waves disc. She also is a member of the band Hemway. And you can check them out at hemway.bandcamp.com. I'm Jason Lane. It is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. It's been surreal and real at the same time. We'd like to thank Witch Cake and Josh Buckley for being on the show as well. And like to thank Joel as well, as always. And tonight I leave you with Building Your Altar off Janae Halstead's Raised by Wolves LP. Enjoy it and see you in March.
We fell into sleep. Our breath was a sermon. Whispering into the air, I was drunk.